You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We have just had back-to-back weekends where white supremacist groups staged marches. First, Charlottesville, Virginia, where counter-protester Heather Heyer was killed by a weaponized car. The driver was 20-year-old James Alex Fields of Maumee, Ohio. He faces 10 felony charges, and police say more charges could be on the way. Last Saturday in Boston, a small right-wing free speech rally was dwarfed by tens of thousands of counter-protesters. The few dozen right-wingers called it quits and were escorted away from Boston Common by police, even as the city's mayor urged counter-protesters not to confront members of hate groups. And as we know, after Charlottesville, President Trump declared there was blame on many sides and then later doubled down on that, declaring there were fine people on both sides. Let's talk about all of this now as we welcome Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley. Good to see you, Rochelle.
Thank you very much.
Where is American history standing right now, do you think?
We are on the precipice of something either really, really great or really, really bad. I think that, as I said in my column, this is the point in history, and we've had several points in the past, where we have to choose what America is going to be. And if people stand up the way you see them doing in Charlottesville and in Boston and soon apparently in Baltimore, then you will be able to look back and say this was one of those points where Americans didn't let people who don't believe in the America that we fought all these hundreds of years to create, this is when they decided to fight and keep it. Or we can have something really terrible to happen and, you know, racists will take America back, using a motto from the president who may or may not have meant it that way.
But it has morphed to that. If he didn't mean it that way,
then he should say that, and he should say it right now for all of you racists. When I said we want to take our country back, I meant take America back for everybody of every color to a time when government wasn't so big and we didn't have such corruption and the banks didn't run everything, if that's what he meant. But if he meant what many of us think he meant, then what's happening is exactly what he wanted to happen, which is why after he decried the racists and terrorists who attacked in Charlottesville, and they obviously called him up and said, what's wrong with you? What you talking about, Willis? You need to get out there and make sure you're on our side. And then he goes, there was blame on many sides. I think he's making very clear who and what he is.
As you wrote in your column, we should not be surprised by Charlottesville. Why is that?
Charlottesville, just like Donald Trump, are symptoms of something that has been going on in America since we refused to deal with the aftermath of slavery. I don't know why people keep being surprised by this. I don't know why they think this is going to stop until we deal with it. We had one of the most horrific episodes in the history of the world to happen here. And when slavery ended, there was no effort to make sure that we did something to solve problems, to heal wounds, to make sure that people who weren't treated as second-class citizens but weren't treated as citizens had the same right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness as everyone else. And we've spent more than 150 years pretending like that's okay. And it's not. And until we deal with it, we're going to continue to have these clashes. We're going to continue to have people who want those days back again to try and get those days back again. And by God, that's not going to happen on our watch.
And how do you answer people? I've seen a lot of it on Twitter, especially after Charlottesville, saying we're better than this.
I appreciate that they say that. But if they're not doing something to make us better than this, it's empty words. As much as I am heartbroken by Heather Heyer's death, she went out and did something. You don't have to stand in front of a tank. You don't have to stand in front of a Nazi with a pole or a baseball bat. But there are things that you can do. The time for just talking about it or just believing in it or just saying we support it are over. You have to do something. I get friends who call me up all the time saying, okay, tell me, give me something specific. I said, well, are you asking who to write a check to? Or are you asking what group to send letters on behalf of? What is it that you think you can do? Because everybody has to do what their talent is. Go and speak at churches. Go and talk to people. Go and explain that this is not the America that you want. Every protest doesn't have to be standing on a street corner. But the most important thing that people have to do right now is to make the GOP understand that you're responsible for a large part of this and we don't like it. That means you have to call your congressman every day. I mean, imagine congressmen, and it's mostly men who have done this, refusing to have town halls because they're afraid of their constituents who don't want to talk about what they've wrought. Make them talk about it. Make them see it. You can go stand in front of a congressman's office and so far not get hurt. Don't go and stand in a protest. Take about 100 of you and go to a congressman's office and sit in the way we used to do at the University of North Carolina before I was a journalist. And we said, you're not doing right by these things and we want to change. Get in where you fit in. Find where your talent can take you and do something.
Rochelle, there are voices in this national debate that has really been boiling on the front burner since Charlottesville. But as you say, it predates Charlottesville by a long time. But there are people saying, look, I do not support the KKK. I do not support Nazis. But I did not believe Hillary Clinton was the best choice. And I voted for Donald Trump. And we know Michigan was one of the three states that helped put him in the White House. So there are people listening to us right now who believe that. How do you answer them, the ones that say, I don't support Nazis?
I didn't think Hillary Clinton was a good candidate. But as I said in my column, you can vote for someone who's going to start World War III, or you can vote for someone who won't start World War III but may lie to you about what they did.
Done. So they voted
So let's
for,
move past the election, yep. Because every time I write about what's going on now, they go, the election is over. Get over it. I'm over the election. We're talking about the president. We're talking about the person who literally can start global thermal nuclear war, which I never heard of before, War Games, the 1983 movie that scared the bejesus out of me because a kid could accidentally do something like that. And that's what we have. It's like a kid in a candy store who literally doesn't feel he is responsible to anyone. We need to stop talking about the election. We need to stop talking about the voting. We need to stop the president from campaigning and try to get him focused on healing America.
But can people continue to support Donald Trump as president and yet disavow white supremacist groups?
Well, they can do it, but they're deluding themselves. Anybody who has watched him this week and says, well, I support him even though I don't like that he did that. Nope. You like him, you support him, that means you have to support what he does. You can't separate something like that.
I've heard it said, people who support Trump and say, look, he is not an articulate guy, never has been. He doesn't speak in complete sentences. His thought stream is all over the place. And he fumbled the ball in an effort to point out that in Charlottesville, there were people among the counter-protesters who swung with flagpoles and who threw punches.
Here's the thing, and I very rarely say that Donald Trump is right. But on this small point, Donald Trump is right. But what he doesn't understand and what he missed a great moment to be able to do, which is what leaders do, they find those moments, and God, he missed it. Those Klansmen and Nazis and domestic terrorists weren't supposed to be where they were supposed to be. Now, this can't get down to it. They started it kind of thing, but they did. If they had gone and had their protests over here and said, we hate Jews and we want our country back, and you go over there and do that, you've got the right to do that all day long. And I will fight as much as I can't stand you for the right for you to do that.
And the ACLU did
and
that.
And the ACLU did yes. that because that's what freedom of speech means. But what you can't do is leave where you're supposed to be and come over and instigate a fight and then get mad and cry about it because people then fight back. Donald Trump should have said, this was one of those situations where these people had the right to be there. They should have stayed where they were. And once they left their place, people on both sides were fighting. Then you've got a both sides thing. Then you've made a point that's right so that in the future, you stay over here, you stay over here. Here's two protests. And that's great because the problem is going to be when they continue to try to meet. And the guy, Christopher Cantwell, who until he got in trouble with his boss and the law, was talking about how more people will die and we are going to, you know, create more problems. And, you know, rhetoric matters.
This is a white supremacist. Those of us who watched the Vice News report from the embedded reporter that weekend in Charlottesville met Mr. Cantwell.
Yes.
These white supremacists like Cantwell have come out from behind their keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are marching down streets of American cities, hoods are off.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote a piece saying it's time to rip off the cloaks of anonymity from racists. How and why?
If you believe so strongly that America should be a separatist nation, that white people are better than black people just because of color, and that, you know, you want an America where white supremacy rules, then by God, stand up and say that. Lose your job, lose your family, lose your friends. If you really believe that, see, that's why the hoods are off. That's why people don't ride around on horses at night anymore. If that's what you truly believe, then stand up for it. But if you know that is heinous and wrong and you don't want people to know you feel that way, then maybe in your heart you're not quite behind that idea. So I think if somebody's going to stand out there and say Jews are horrible and blacks are inferior and we want a white America, I want their picture on the front page of every newspaper in the country. I want people to know who they are. I want them to stand up and say who they are.
And isn't it interesting that the descendants of Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and President Jefferson Davis have all said, take it down, take it down. The Robert E. Lee descendants said he never wanted glory. He
making America great again. That's what they're doing. America is too big and too important and too exciting and too special for us to allow a small group of people, misguided as they are, to take our country and tear it apart. And if the descendants of these men who were wrong and who know that that doesn't belong in our current America can say that, then how can anybody else not?
Rochelle Riley, Detroit Free Press columnist. Always great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.